The weather for both trick-or-treaters this afternoon and the parade in the village later this evening. Let's get a check of the forecast from meteorologist Carrie Schwindenhammer.
Boy, is it going to be a warm Halloween for those going out trick-or-treating. Temperatures this afternoon getting up near the record of 81 set in 1946. Yeah, temperatures should drop off a little bit in the evening, but it's still going to be very mild for this time of year. And we're going to be looking at another warm day tomorrow before much cooler air arrives over the weekend.
Here in the city, Halloween only means one thing, the Village Halloween Parade. Parade directing producer Gene Fleming is excited about this year's theme for the parade, which is cats.
It's just captured people's imagination. So people are coming as panthers and Cheshire cats and cat ladies and Cheshire cats on unicycles. I mean, every kind of cat that you could possibly imagine. Cool cats, alley cats.
In fact, this year's Grand Marshal for the parade is Tony Award-winning actor Andre DeShields, who starred as Old Deuteronomy in Cats the Jellicle Ball this year. The parade kicks off at 7 p.m., marching up 6th Avenue from Canal Street to 15th Street. Police in Nassau County have just started an update on the shooting of a state trooper late last night on the Southern State Parkway. Our Sophia Hall with the details of the shooting.
The Southern State Parkway at exit 17 was closed in the overnight hours as police investigated this shooting. State police say the trooper was shot in the leg after pulling over a black-colored Dodge Charger with a New Jersey temp tag as a license plate. The driver fled westbound. The trooper was rushed to the hospital and is in stable condition. This all happened right before midnight. Anyone with information is asked to call police. The car has custom matte gray dual exhaust tips. And again, is a black Dodge Charger. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Southern State Parkway at exit 17.
A triple shooting is under investigation in the Longwood section of the Bronx. Police say the shooting started just after 8 last night inside a home on Southern Boulevard and Avenue St. John. And when officers arrived, they found a 34-year-old man and 67-year-old woman suffering from gunshot wounds to the head and a 57-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the body. Both the woman and the older man died at the scene, while the 34-year-old died at the hospital a short time later. Sources tell 1010 Winds that this appears to have been a murder-suicide. Two men are dead after two stabbings just hours apart in Ocean Hill, Brooklyn. In the first, police say the victim, 34-year-old Kevin Reynoso, was found with multiple stab wounds to his torso. This is yesterday morning in the area of Atlantic Avenue and Monaco Place. He died at the hospital a short time later. Then last night, officers responding to a 911 call on Marconi Place found a man suffering from a stab wound to the arm and a bad cut to the face. 35-year-old Ralph Hand was rushed to Kings County Hospital, but he could not be saved. 29-year-old Devin Elliott of Brooklyn has been arrested on murder charges in connection with the first stabbing. The suspect in the second is still on the loose. The House subcommittee investigating the government's response to the pandemic has now referred former Governor Andrew Cuomo to the Justice Department for potential prosecution, accusing him of lying to Congress. At issue is Cuomo's statements on his role in the writing and review of a state health department report from June of 2020 that underestimated the number of COVID deaths in nursing homes by nearly half. In his letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, the Ohio Republican who chairs the panel, Congressman Brad Wenstrup, said Cuomo had provided false statements to the subcommittee in what appears to be a, quote, conscious, calculated effort to insulate himself from accountability. But a spokesperson for Cuomo denies it, calling the referral a pre-election MAGA exercise and a waste of taxpayer money. Elected officials, including City Comptroller Brad Lander and public advocate Jumani Williams, are joining tenants of a building in Brooklyn to rally today to demand that the landlord sell the building to the tenants. The residents of 63 Tiffany Place in Cobble Hill say they'll be priced out of their homes because the building's low-income housing tax credit, which has kept the rent stabilized and affordable there for nearly 30 years, expires next year. And the landlord plans to sell. John Leva, a tenant who's been in the building for 29 years, told 1010 Winds that if the landlord doesn't sell to the tenants or a nonprofit, the residents will be displaced. He says selling to another landlord would mean they won't be able to stay in their longtime homes.
That's not what happens here. In these cases, I've seen enough of these. I've dealt with Housing Justice for All, you know, and we see all these cases, and it's just not what happens. It's people get displaced. Only a nonprofit that is their mission to keep apartments affordable.
The elected officials and tenants were also called for the passage of the Tenant Opportunity to Purchase Act here in the city, which would give tenants and nonprofits the first opportunity to purchase a residential building when it's up for sale.